Squish. Thank you very much.
Recording in progress.
It says you're muted.
Yeah. There you go.
Unmute myself?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. You know his number, you don't you?
You didn't.
I sent you.
All right, you'll get it, whatever. If you could just text Binyamin, tell him that we're starting the call today.
Yeah.
He could just tell him that's it, and then you'll get it later. Thanks a lot. Okay, let's begin. First of all, I want to welcome everyone. The name of our call is Kol Zichron Noam Yehoshua. My nephew passed away in 2013. He was 18 years old and lived in Renana, Eretz Yisrael. He had a brain aneurysm. He was totally healthy, and it was a terrible tragedy. And we named the kol after him. So his neshama go to highest points again. And he was a wonderful boy. And they are learning me, Mimali's neshama. And throughout the summer, and it's good to have Zach here. Thank you, Zach. There might be a few other neshamas that we're learning, but the kol is named is for him. Okay, so let's start. Today I wanted to go through the topic of what is the makor of Puruvu. Now that might be a little bit of a misnomer, because didn't I answer the question by just saying what is the makor for Puruvu? But the question is there, which pasuk are we referring to? And maybe we'll shed some light on the mitzvah. But as you know, we always are taught that when you go through a topic in Torah and Lamedus, you have to know what the makor is. So that's how I wanted to begin. So the first pasuk we have is in Bereishis, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chazayin and Chavches. It says, "Vayivra Elohim es Adam b'tzalmo, b'tzel Elohim Elokim." Baro so zachar nekeva baro som yevarcho som alakim v'yom alhem alakim puruvu milos arts v'chivshua and the goyimer, right? Because the puzzle goes on a little bit after that, the ma'isa, and the gubigas yam olfa shemay v'cholaya chayarumas solar. So that's the first two psukim. And the Iker Sufik we need to mention is this pasuk letzivui, or is it just for a bracha? Maybe it's not a commandment. Maybe it's not an imperative. Maybe it's just a bracha bilvad. And it says vayivarach osam, right? Vayivarach osam, poshup shad is a bracha ba'alma. And in fact, the Gemara in Ksubis on Heyam et Aleph writes befeirsh hol v'nemro bo bracha la'adam. So on one hand, the pasuk certainly a bracha, and the Gemara in Ksubis on Hamad Alf identifies it as being a bracha. On the other hand, it says Vayomer Lahem. Vayomer Lahem is a tzivui. So it could very well be that this pasuk is a bracha and a tzivui. Okay, that's regarding the first pasuk in Bereishis, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chavches and Chavzayin and Chavches. Now, the next pasuk you have is in Parshas Noach, which is in Perek Tes Pasuk Aleph, where it says Vayavarach Elokim es Noach v'zbanav vayomer lahem puruvu miluas aretz. And also Lamaisa, you could interpret this pasuk also a lashon bracha and a lashon sivui, because it says Vayavarach Elokim, and it also says Vayomer lahem. So just like you can interpret the first pasuk as a bracha and a tzivui, you can interpret the second pasuk as well. And then there is the third pasuk, which is in Perek Tes Pasuk Zayin, seven psukim later there in Noach, where it says Vatem Purvu Shirtzu Varetz Urvu Va. And that pasuk certainly is mashma, that is a tzivui on the mitzvah of Purvu. So those are three psukim so far. And then there is a fourth pasuk, and that fourth pasuk is in by Yaakov Avinu when he came from Paddan Aram, It says in Bereishis Lamed Hey, Perek Tes through Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayevarech Oso, Vayomer Lo Lukim Shimcha Yaakov, La Yekare Shimcha Od Yaakov, V'chulei. Then it says, Vayomer Lo Lukim Ani Kel Shakai, Pray, Urevei, Goy, Ukalagoyim Yeh, Mimeku, Melachim Mechalatza, Yetzeyu. Now, that Pasuk definitely entails a bracha, but it also entails a tzivui as well. And the reason why I say that is that the Gemara says in Brachas on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, it says, Tani Bar Kapara, anyone who calls Avraham Avram is over an essay, Rabbi Yalez Omer over Balav. So the Gemara says, well, by Yaakov Avinu, we find that his name was changed, he's changed to Yisrael, and we still call him Yaakov. So the Gemara says, Shani Hasam, the Hadra Ahadre Kra Dechsi Vayomer Lukim V'Yisrael Bamaros Alav Vayomer Yaakov Yaakov. So it's clear from that Gemara that if it wasn't for the Heter of HaKadosh Baruch Hu calling Yaakov Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu calling Yaakov Yaakov after his name had been changed Yisrael, it's mashma that there would be an Isser, that it's a clear Tzivui. So therefore that pasuk certainly implies and entails a bracha and a tzivui. So those are the four psukim that I wanted to begin shir with and present the possibility of being the makor of our topic of Puruvu. Either the one in Bereishis, the two in Noach, and the fourth one being by Yaakov Avinu. I think it was Vayishlach, isn't it? I think it's Parshas Vayishlach, if I'm not mistaken. I believe so, no? Bereishis Lamed Hey. I think it is Noach. Yeah, I think it is Vayishlach, yes. It is Vayishlach, yes. Pasuk Tes. Okay.
We'll get to the
Gemara, but those are just in the Torah Shabbosav, okay, in the
I'm saying the Pesukim. Not the first, but the Yaakov, right?
The mice. It's much more so of the pasuk here that we're talking in an imperative manner. Okay, it could be maybe it could be mechalik, but it seems that in that whole parsha seems to be it says v'yavarach l'sovim elokim, you know shimcha Yaakov liyakar shimcha elokim anikel shakai prayer. So it seems like that way. It says v'yomer lo. Also, I'm just bringing a riot. V'yomer usually means a tzivui. So the Gemara seems to say it like that. Okay. So let's now try to see in the Rishonim as to which one of these psukim serves as the makor for Puruvu. So the Sefer Achinuch and Mitzvahs Aleph, which is the first mitzvah in the Sefer, you know, the Sefer Achinuch is written anonymously. For many years, the Gedolim used to think the Ra'ah wrote it, Rav Aharon Halevi, but I think in the last 100 years they think his brother wrote it, Rav Pinchas Halevi. So the Sefer Achinuch writes, "Bereishis yesh ba mitzvah achas, v'hi mitzvahs privi rivi shenemar v'yavarach osam elokim, v'yomer lehem elokim puruvu." So it's mavur that the ikar tzivui, according to the Achinuch, is learned from the pasuk in the beginning of Bereishis, the first one, the Bria Solom, and he says, "Ki mishror she hamitzvah zu shi'u shi'a olam yushuv shashem." Baruch Hu Chafetz B'Yeshuvo. Hashem wants people settling the world. As it says in the Navi, in Yeshaya, Perek Mem Hei Pasuk Ches, Lo So V'ra L'Hashem Yitzara. And he says the point of creation, the potential or the fulfillment, the goal of creating people is that the world should be settled. And therefore it's mistaber that the first human being that was created by Hashem should have this tzivui, that he should continue the creation. And it's mistaber that not Noach and Bunov were commanded that, but from the very beginning of a human being, if that's the purpose of the world, then Lamais, it's mistaber, the first human being that's created, was given that commandment. And that's what the Sefer Achinuch points out. Now, the Chizkuni in Bereishis Pirak Aleph Pasuk Chaf Ches says that after the chait of Adam Arishon, Nisa was enacted. There was a fine nikkus lehem Nisa, and it says Puruvu, and therefore he points out the Chizkuni that at the time of the creation, the sin hadn't yet happened. So he points out, you know, why does it say Miluis Aretz? It should say Miluis as Gan Eden. He was in Gan Eden. He wasn't in the whole earth. So he wants to say that this Tzivui was out of context. This Tzivui is out of context, and it fits in actually well with the Kivshua. As Joshi pointed out in Seder, Vikivshua, Chava wasn't yet created as a separate entity. So it's kind of like this was Allah Asid, and since this Pesukim are talking about creation, it fits the context, Zach, that the goal of creation, the core of creation, would be right here. Even though Lomaisa, as I said, the Chay hasn't yet happened, but that's what the Chizkuni adds on. Okay? It's an interesting diuk, I thought. Because it should have said Amilu is a Gan Eden, and it doesn't say that. Okay, so that's what the Chizkuni is assuming with this Chinuch. Okay, Zach? All right, very good. Okay, what's a raya to this Shita that the first pasuk we mentioned in Bereishis is the Makor? What does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says on Samachem it bays, Aish mitzat mitzuval privi rivi v'lo aishim. That's the Shitas Chachamim. Against Rabbi Yochanan Broker. Rabbi Yochanan Broker Omer al Shneim hu Omer. Vayavarach Osam Elokim vayom Alem Elokim Puruvu. So Machlekes Tanaim, whether women are Mechuyev Puruvu, we pass them like the Chachamim, that men are Chayiv and women are not. But Rabbi Yochanan Broker says not that way. So it's clear that that's the Pasuk, Perek Aleph Pasuk Chaf Ches, and Lomai. So that is the Pasuk that's being used. And if it was just a Bracha Ba'alma, you wouldn't use that as a makor to say that women are obligated in this mitzvah. So that fits very well. And that is Rabbi Yochanan Broker Shita. And even the Rabbanan who argue, and the Gemara's Masbir, which I wanted you to see today, Menani, Mili Amr Abela, Mishum Rablaz, Reb Shimon, Amr Kral, Mili Wissarz, Vikiv Shua, Ish Darko Lichvosh, Vain Isha Darko Lichvosh, Frak the Gemara, Adarab, Kiv Shua, Tarte, Mashim, Rabbi Nachman, Yitzhak, Kiv Shua, Ksiv, it's Chasar Vav, Lichoa Pachas, these Amorayim, Lamaisa are saying the Rabbanan agree that the Pasuk's referring to Adam and Chava. They just have a machlokes in the Tzuras Alimud. Do we exclude women or do we not? So the Pashtus is that both the Chacham and Rabbi Yochanan and Broka are agreeing, Pashtus Shat, that that's the marker. You could say maybe it's just a Gilui Milsa Ba'alma, according to the Chachamim, but that's what the Marsha seems to say in Sanhedrin and Testament Beis. But the bottom line, Pashtus Shat is that they're both working with, the Tanoim are working with the Chinuch's Makar, and the Radak says the same thing, Al HaTaira, that despite the fact that the Yivarech Osam is a Bracha, of course, Nikol Makom Lomdu Rabosenu Gam Shihi Mitzvah L'Bnei Adam. You also learned out that it's a Mitzvah L'Bnei Adam, and this is the Makor. And the truth is, if you look in the Ibn Ezra, I think he's saying like this as well, on that Pasuk, that it serves not only as a Bracha, it serves as the Makor. And the Rokeach al HaTorah also writes, Davke B'Dogin does it say Raka Lashon Bracha. But when it comes to Adam Lechav, it says Vayomer Lahen. He points out that when it comes to people, it's Mamisha what a Tzivui, and it serves not just a Bracha, but a Tzivui as well. Okay, so Lamaisa, this is the first sheet of the Chinuch, which fits quite well in with the Mishnah Lamaisa and the Tanoim. And I mean, you could say, and like I mentioned before, that you know the Rabbanan Lamaisa deny the whole Makor. We paskin like the Chachamim. No Rishon paskins like the Chachamim. We all paskin women are potter. We'll get to it later. But the Bris Moshe says on the bottom of the Smag that the Smag held like Rabbi Yochanan Broker, which is a mistake, because if you look in the Smag himself at the end of the piece, he says, Beferish men are mechuyev, not women. Even himself. So it's a pell on that, on the Perish, the Bris Moshe. But nonetheless, you could have said maybe the Rabbanan Lamaisa don't learn from that Pasuk. Just a little bit difficult. As I said, obviously the Chinuch is not learning that way. Now, I wanted you to see the Meshech Chachma. in Parshas Noach, Pirek Tes, Pasuk Zayin, points out, and it's also Shlomo Kluger says the same thing, that Lamaisa, the reason why we do not learn from Adam HaRishon that women are mechuyev. I mean, the Chum say women are patur for puruvu, but if you're working with that as being the mocker, he wants to say the em is kodim the chet of Adam HaRishon that tzivui of puruvu applied to both men and women. Okay? I want you to get that. But after the sin, the gzeira of be'etzev tell the bonim, you know, it's terrible pain a woman gives birth. So embraces Perigimel Pasik Detzayin. It's not shayach that Hashem would be mitzavah them, Lamaisa, because we have a famous din of Derachei Darchei Noam. Pasik says in Mishlei and Perigimel Pasik Detzayin that the ways of Torah are pleasant and its smallest paths are peace. We always assume that Hashem, you know, the din of Torah are pleasant. So it's hard to imagine that women would be mechuyev and puruvu when they have to go through this terrible pain in childbirth. So that's what the Meshech Chachma writes. I want you to get that. So it fits in quite well, Lamaisa, that, again, you could use the Makor, the first Pasuk in Breishis, being the Makor according to who? The Chachamim and Rabbi Yochanan Rokha and the Chachamim. So then why do the Chachamim say women are Pater? Because the Chet of Adam HaRishon, says the Meshech Chachma, and therefore became the Chet of Adam and Chava, and Hashem gave that punishment to Chava. That's why there was a patur for one, patur for women that developed. But in its essence, the Makor is from Breishis, okay? In the essence, the Makor is from Breishis, like the Sefer HaChinuch is promulgating, like we're saying, from these Rishonim, the Radak, the Ben Ezra, and the Parish of the Rokeach HaLater, and the simplest reading of the Mishnah of the Gemara. Okay, so that's the Chinuch. That's the first sheet. That's when Mishnah Chachma was working with that group, right, to be Masbir, correct, Ariel, that Pasuk and Breishis is the Makor. We're just squaring how does that Makor fit according to the Chacham, right? You say women are Pater, and he makes that caveat that he wants to say. But we're saying the Pasuk Shad and Mishnah Gemara is working with that as well. Okay, let's go to now Rashi Alatayr, okay? Let's go to Rashi Alatayr. Rashi, in Pirek Tes, Pasuk Zion, which is the third Makor that we said, right? The first Pasuk was Breishis, second one was the first one in Noach, and the third one is the second one in Noach. So Rashi on that Pasuk says, as we all learned, there's four types of modes. There's Pardes, right? Pshat, Remez, Drash, and So. So here we're going to use Pshat and Drash, Rashi and Rabban say. So Rashi says the Pshuto Shemikra, he says the Rishona, the first Pasuk in Pirek Tes, Pasuk Aleph and Noach, is a Bracha, and the second one in Zion is the Tzivu. Okay? That's how he says Lefi Pshuto, Rashi says. Then he says Lefi Midrasho, it's referring to the Gemara on Samech Dalet Amud Beis, that someone that does not Osik the Privi Rivya is a murderer, is Shofech Damin. Okay? That's how Rashi interprets, again, Pshutal Shemikra is the first Pasuk is a Bracha, Pasuk Zion is a Tzivui, and he says, Lefi the Drasha, the first Pasuk, Lamaisa, is the Tzivui, and the second one is the Drasha, that if someone does not procreate, he is Shofech Damim, which is, as I said, is the Gemara here on the bottom of Samech Dalet Amud Beis. And Azai, actually, I'm sorry, Samech Gimel Amud Beis. Okay? It says, Rabbi Yeltani Eder, Blazer, Kol Shemina, Osu, Rabbi Yekibu, Shofech Damim, Shemotav, Shofech Damim, Adam, the Samech Le'ev Tem Puruvu. Okay? Actually, it says it earlier, also in a Bryce, Rabbi Blazer, you lines in the culture called Tani Rabbi Lazar Omer and call me Shays of Rivia Kuni Shovel Dhamma. Shovel Dhamma Dhamma Shifu. You buy some temperu. So you have that on Samach Gimel Amud Beis. So we got that in Rashi. Pshat is what? Pasuk Aleph is the Bracha. Pasuk Zion is the Tzivui. And Lefi Medrash, Pasuk Aleph is the Tzivui. Pasuk Zion is this Drasha that you're a murderer if you don't do it. Okay, that's according to Shitas Rashi. Now the Ramban on the spot there learns Pshat Lamaisa in Pshat and Rashi that Lamaisa, according to Pshuto Shel Mikra, it comes out that we're dealing with the Pasuk in Bereishis and the first Pasuk in Noach are Labracha, and the third Pasuk, which is the second one in Noach, is L'tzivui. Okay? He elucidates Pshat and Rashi, which comes out like that. And according to the Medrash, what it says, V'yavarech Osam, okay, and according to what it's referring to the Medrash, is, as I said, it's not referring to afterwards what it says, V'yavarech is not referring to Puruvu. It's Lamais, it's a mitzvah baum, and that's the Shitas Rashi. That Shitas Rashi, according to what? According to the Medrash, that Pasuk Aleph is the Makor, and Pasuk Zion is referring to the case of the Drasha being a murderer. Okay, that's Rashi. That's how Rashi, with the Rabban's touching up Rashi's Pshat. But the Rabban himself disagrees. Okay? The Rabban al Atayra disagrees with Rashi. And Lamaisa, we're going to get to that later. Okay, well, that'll be another Shita. But the Rabban himself disagrees with Rashi. But what you see from Rashi is that Lamaisa, the Rishona in Pshat is considered to be the Bracha, and the Pasuk in Zion is considered to be the Tzivui. So it's obvious, Lamaisa, that Rashi is Mode, Pasuk Pshat, you see from Rashi, Lamaisa, right? You could say that when Rashi says the Rishona is Labracha, that's the Rishona amongst the Psukim in Noach, okay? Meaning the first one in Noach is the Bracha, and the second one is the Tzivui. But Rashi will Pashup Shat be moided that the Pasuk in Bereishis is the Tzivui like the Chinuch. Just there's another Tzivui, Nosaf, that came in the after the Mabul. Why is that? So that's what I want to bring out. So Rashi's kind of like 1A. Rashi will hold that the first Pasuk in Bereishis is the Tzivui. The second pasuk in general, which is the first one in Noach, is a bracha, and then the second one in Noach is a tzivui. Why is there a need to have a new tzivui? So that's where you turn to the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Kuf Ches Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says that there was an issur of Tashu Shemitah during the Mabul, during the Teva. Okay? And the Gemara says in Kuf Ches Amud Aleph, but now in the Nesru, how do we know that it was Asur? And the Gemara says, "Dichsiv vasal atela atav v'adach yishtoch v'neshev v'nech yitach." Uksiv tzeimin atela atav yishtoch v'adach v'neshev v'nech yitach. So the first pasuk lists men and women separately, whereas the second pasuk lists them as couples. On Rabbi Yochanan, "Bikanam shenesru b'tashma shamita." And then the Gemara goes on to say there were three people that did have bia in the teva, and they were all punished: the dog, the raven, and Cham. So that's what the Gemara goes on to say. Okay, but the bottom line is that the reason perhaps why there's a need to have two tzivuyim, two commandments of Puruvu, because the one in Bereishis was stopped because there was an issur of Tashma Shamita enacted during the Mabul. And how do you know that was restarted? So the Gemara says, because of Perek Tes Pasuk Zion, the Puruvu commandment here as well. And therefore, Lamaisa, that's what we could say when it comes out to the Pshat in Rashi. And according to the Ramban's Pshat in Rashi, the Fumi Drasho, it comes out that there was a Tzivui by Adam and by Noach as well. There was a Tzivui. So it comes out that there was a Tzivui by both. So basically what we want to bring out is that Rashi is following the Chinuch, but it's a 1A because there was another Tzivui at Noach because of the Isser of Tashu Shemitah during the times of the Mabul. Okay, that brings us now to the Ramban himself, number three, the third sheet. The Ramban himself, both in Parshas Noach and in Parshas Bereishis and in Parshas Noach, after he quotes Rashi, is Cholek, and he says, Bein lefi pshutol shemikra, bein lefi midrashim, the first psukim are Nemra l'bracha, And the real makor is Tes, Perek Tes, Pasuk Zayin, the one who said Elnoch Labanov, Vatem Puruvu Menemer Letzivu. That's the Rabban Shita. He disagrees with Rashi's understanding of the Medrash that Pasuk Zayin is redundant, and he claims Halacha Lamaisa that that drasha can be learned just as well if Pasuk Aleph is a bracha and Perek Zayin and Pasuk Zayin is a tzivu. Okay, he says no problem at all, and he claims that the real marker is that Halacha Lamaisa Perek Tes Pasuk Zayin, where it says Vatem Puruvu. And the truth is, there are Gemaras and Shas that go with the Ramban. Not our Gemara in Yevamos, because we said that fit like a glove, like the Chinuch, that it was the first Pasuk of Brachos. But if you look in the Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin, which I gave you, the Gemara says, fascinating klal, which I was telling to Ariel in Seder, is counterintuitive. The klal is that any mitzvah, Kodah Matan Torah, was given in the Torah is given only to the Jewish people. Any mitzvah was Kodah Matan Torah and repeated in Har Sinai is for the Jews and Goyim. Even though you would thought it's counterintuitive because if it was Sinai, it'd be for Jews. But the klal is any mitzvah, in fact, the Gemara asks the Kasha, they're on the New Testament Aleph, it should be fakir. So, Lamaisa, but that's the klal. We have to know that's the klal, Lamaisa. The Gemara asks, Gemara says, Amar Mar, Kol Mitzvah Shenem L'Veneinoch Anishas B'Sinai, L'Zeh U'L'Zeh Nem. Was said for both. Adarabah, Mishin Nishnas B'Sinai, since repeated single Israel never Lobanath, maybe it should be for Jews. The Gemara says no. Mida itni ba what is Kham Bisinai, since Avodazar was Pinit Sinai, Laskan the Anish Goyim, Aglovin, we find that Goyim are punished for it. Shmamini Luzel was a Nemra. That's the klal. And then the Gemara says the second klal, but they know Lo Nishnas Bisinai, right? Israel Nemra Lobnech Adarabah, Lo Nish Bisinai, Lebanon Noch Nemra, Lo Yisrael. No. The Gemara has a klal. There's no category where something is usser for goyim and mutter for Jews. There's no such halacha. Okay? None at all.
Isn't there a prime neighbor minchai?
Oh, so the Gemara asks your kasha, Moshe. The Gemara asks, I, Vare Mila, and it asks from our topic, Purvin Rivian. Dichsiv, Shenem Levenok, Shenem Vatem Puruvu. What's Atem Puruvu? Perik Tes Pasuk Zion. So the Gemara is saying black on white in Sanhedrin, like the Ramban, no? Gemara is quoting that. Vinishnis Basinai. And it was repeated at Sinai. Lechem Rolem Shulav Lo Lechem. Israel Nemra, Lo B'nei Noach. So Gemara says that second marker is not the real marker. That was a matzer. You aser tashmita Hashem asered it. We need the matzer. But the real marker is from where? It's from Noach Perites. So the Gemara asks, Ihachi Kol Chad Avacham and Namen Mishu Milsa Daisli. There's a detail always added at Sinai. So if there's a detail always added at Sinai, why don't you say every one of the Noachite commandments was repeated at Sinai was to add a detail. And therefore, we shouldn't treat it as if it was repeated at Sinai. It's adding a detail. And therefore, Shem and Svenoch should go out the window. It should be only for Jews. So Moranch says, no, Hachi Karma, Azara Miyadar Omisnaba Lamali. The Azara was repeated. If the warning is repeated, that's indicative that it was for both non-Jews and Jews. There's no reason to repeat the azara, the warning. In a chanami, a detail, you're right. You could do away with it being as a makor, if it was an added detail. But the azara didn't need to be repeated. The fact it's repeated conveys the fact that it's not just for Jews, it's also for goyim as well. But you see from the Gemara, in Sanhedrin, black on white, like the Ramban, it's quoting that pasuk for Peruvu. But the Gemara is quoting this pasuk, Noach Zach, Vaten Puruvu, and the Marsha on this Gemara proves like the Ramban. Okay, then there's another Gemara in Shas which I want you to see, in Avodah Zarah, on Daf Heyamad Aleph. The Gemara has a line, a Mahalik that says Amar Ishlagish Bo Menachsi Tovel Avosenu. We should show gratitude to our forefathers and worship the golden calf. What? So it was a catastrophe, Zach. Egel Azav. He says, Shel Malay Hein Lo Chato Anu Lo Bo Lo Olam. Right? A Malay with the Aleph at the end, he says, Megillah means if it had not been. A Malay with the Yud at the end means if it had been. If it wasn't for our sinning, Anu lo b'olam, we wouldn't have been born. Shenemar ani amarti l'kim atem v'lein kulchem v'lein elyon kulchem. Right? Chibalta ma'aseichan achen kadam tumusu. So Gemara says, do you mean to say that if they hadn't sinned, we wouldn't have produced children? There it is again. So Gemara answers, at Sinai. What's at Sinai? Meaning, had the Yidden not sinned, the command would apply only until the revelation of Sinai. At that point, the Yidden would have attained the level of Malachim, and we would have ceased bearing children. Frak the Gemara, but it says, B'Sinai, it says, Leich, Emor Lehem, Shuvu Lehem, Lo Aleichem. Right? It exists after what? Har Sinai. The directive was to go to have children. So Gemara answers, L'simchus Oinim. It was for Onim. That's only for Onim. No offspring would have been murdered. But the Gemara says, Vaksi, Leman Yitav Lehem, Levnehem. It says kids there. The osama omnim are Sinai. I mean, so the kids are already born then. But the Gemara says, Vamre Shlakish, and the Gemara says it was predestined. The Gemara says, Adam Arishon was very upset, Lamaisa, when Rabbi Kiva died. Right? And he realized Hashem's ways were beyond his understanding. So you see, it was predestined that people would be born after Har Sinai, after the Gilui Shechina. And the Gemara brings another raya, which we'll get to in the coming days, God willing, if Amos. Rabbi Yossi, Ein ben David bach yichlu v'neshon shebeguf. It says, befeirush, that it's inevitable children be born after the Gilui Shechina at Har Sinai. So it's against Rish Lakish. So the Gemara ends up saying, Rish Lakish, this lo tema anu lo balu l'olam, ela kemisha lo banu. Doesn't mean there won't be kids. Of course there'll be kids after Har Sinai. And we'll have the ability kids. It just means that the subsequent generations will pale to the door of Sinai because they saw the revelation of the Abishra. Whereas we, the subsequent generation, didn't. But that doesn't mean we're not going to have kids. But the bottom line is, what I want to bring out is that there's another Gemara in Shas, Avodah Zarah, Heyamanav, that says that temporavut, that the mockers like the Ramban, in Perek Tes, Pazig Zayin. So Olam Mizeh, Shematzanu, that what? Olam Mizeh Shematzanu, that there's rayas for the chinuch, right? From our Mishnah and our Gemara. And there's rayas from the Sukkot Sanhedrin of Avodah Zarah to the Ramban. So, Ube'emis, the Mizrahi, Ala Torah, in Parshas Noach, points these Sfirin Sugyas out. And the Marsha is bothered by it as well, and he has a long piece. I didn't give it to you. If you get a chance, you take a look at it. And that Gemara in Sanhedrin, he's bothered by it because part of our sugya is a Mishnah. What is in the Sanhedrin and Avodah Zarah? Gemaras. You don't want to have Gemaras arguing on a Stam Mishnah, right? So if the Stam Mishnah is saying the Makor is the first pasuk in Breishis, it's hard to have Gemaras like that. But that's what the Marsha is bothered by. Plus the fact he says, I don't know why there was a need to have a new commandment for Noach, even though we've referenced that already, because it was Nisr Tashra Shemitah. And Lamaisa, he says, if the first pasuk by Noach, Lamaisa was a tzivui, why do you need 3 and 4? So the Marsha Lamaisa also is bothered by this whole dilemma, but this is one way we want to frame it, okay? All right. So, based on all this, the Marsha says the following. He thinks the Iker Limud is like the Sugya in Sanhedrin, and in Avodah Zarah, Vatem Puruvu Perites, Pazik Zayin in Noach. What do you do with our Sugya in Yevamos that works with the first Pazik in Reishis? He says the Limudim in our Sugya are Giluyim on the Pazik by Noach, that it just said, for what? For a man and a woman. Even Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka is relying on the Pasuk Lamaisa in Noach. And the only reason why he quotes the Pasuk by Adam Arishon Lamaisa is Kidei Lomar Shein Lavi Raya Mea Pasuk Breishis LaPasuk Shenoch Shein Merak LaNoshim Kei Mishneim Hu Omer Chulei Puruvu. The only reason why he was just deflecting it was to show my sheet is that both men and women are Mechuyim. But the Iker Makor is really what? Really Noach. So he really reads away our whole sugya based on the Iker sugya in Sanhedrin and Avodah Zarah, that the Iker pasuk is Pirik, that's pasuk Zion. And he just masber away our Gemara to say that, you know, the reason why they were working with these psukim was to say, you know what, don't tell me the chiyuv is limited only to men and not women. It's really what applies to both. But that's the Marshall's take. So far, we've had how many? Three possibilities. One A, and two. The Chinuch, working with the first Pasuk in Bereishis, Rashi, working with the first Pasuk in Bereishis, and, you know, dealing with that Pasuk in Noach. Why there's a need to have new tzivui. And then the third possibility is the Ramban himself, backed up by the Gemara in Sanhedrin Nutesa Beis, Avodah Zarah Hayyamin Aleph, with the Marsha. And basically it's a Steven Sugya's butt with the Marsha clinching that he thinks the Iker Sugya is Sanhedrin and Avodah Zarah, basically the Pasuk Berit Tessa Zayin, and being Masber away our Mishnah and Gemara. Okay. Now we come to a fourth Shita, and that is the Sefer Yerayim and the Smag. The Sefer Yerayim and Simin Tov Yud Gimel has the following lashon: Ba'arba mekaymis izira tera privya berivya. Four mekaymis. Beparshas Bereishis see peruvu milas arz see vatem peruvu shirtsu arz or ruba. So he says beferish this mock and this lashon, and the Smag in SMMT says Ba'arba mekaymis izira tera privya berivya parshas Bereishis. Okay. Now, I will grant you that, how do you say Parshas Bereishis, right? Right? If you look in, you don't find that, Lamaisa, right? It's not in Parshas Bereishis. Parshas Bereishis and Parshas Noach, right? Unless you count the Brach of the Dagim as being in there. But Lamaisa, I want you just to note that, Lamaisa, but it's interesting that Pashtus, the Kavan is all the psukim to Adam and Chava, Noach, Ubanov, and to Yaakov. Maybe he just meant Bereishis as Lav Dafke. He meant save for Bereishis. That's Pashim Shah. But Lamaisa, what comes out is that Yesh Lamo Bidvarov, because Noach, Ubanov are commanded twice on Privy Rivi, one after another. And these definitely, Pashim Shah, are Litzivu. Says both Vayomer Lahem and both Lamaisa, right? And the second one, it says Vayomer in the first one. The second one is definitely a Tzivui. You know, what was the need for that Lamaisa? So this is what I had mentioned before. In the Sefer Bris Moshe on the Smag, he has old Pilpin. He claims that the Smag paskins like Rabbi Yochum and Ben Broka that women are Mitzuvim Puravu. And as I said, that's a Pella, because at the end of the piece, Lamaisa, at the end of the piece, the Smag himself says that women are potter. So, I don't know, maybe he didn't have that line, Lamaisa. Very, very difficult, Lamaisa. It's very difficult because the Smag himself says men are mitzvah, women are not, like all the other Rishonim. So it's hard to say. And the bottom line is that the Gemara has a line on Samech, on Samach Dalet Amud Beis, Ihi Lo Mifkida, which obviously shows like the Rabbanan. The Gemara's old people will get to it that if they haven't had any children over 10 years, Gemara Pilpul's whose fault it is. So Gemara says it can't be the woman because she's not Mitzuvah. Gemara has a line like that. So obviously we're holding like what? We're holding like the Rabbanan, Allah Lamaisa. We're holding like the Rabbanan. And the fact that it says Lishneemu Omer, the Gemara got out of that. The Chachamim said, you know, it's just dealing with a prat, Lamaisa, that women are Pater Kivshua or Derech Litvosh, however you want to say it. But the bottom line is that it's very hard to say that he's passing like Rabbi Yochanan and Broka. He himself, as I said, says not that way. Okay? So, Lamaisa, what you have is, though, a fourth possibility of Rishonim that view all these four psukim as real warnings, real azaras, real Makar is not just Bracha Ba'alma. That's the fourth possibility, the Yerayim and the Smag. Okay. Now, there are Rishonim which you can't tell. That's why I gave you the Rambam. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos Essay Reshut Beis and the Adah Chazaka in Perek Tet Vav Halacha Aleph and the Smag in Resh Pei Dalet, they quote the Lashon HaMikra Peruvu. You don't know which one they're referring to. So the Ari shown that you can't pin down which one they felt which phrase in the Chumash was the real makor of our topic, Puruvu. But what I want to get to now is a fifth possibility, and that is the last pasuk by Yaakov Avinu. Lamaisa, Rav Yosef says, Amr Mehacha, Ani Kel Shakai Preyuve, An Samachem Veis, Lo Kamer Puruvu. That's how we know men are mechuyev and not women. That was Rav Yosef Ve'ele Gamboyer. The pashtus of Divrei Rav Yosef is the makor of the mitzvah Purvia Rivia is from the fourth pasuk by Yaakov Avinu Mibol Mipadon Aram, that the Torah uses lashon yachid lezachar. There's no makor for women, and it's interesting why the Rishonim did not learn the makor like Rav Yosef. Now, the Ibn Ezra on that pasuk in Pirak Lamed Hey, pasuk at Aleph, says that it's just a bracha b'alma. So maybe that's why they were learning like the Ibn Ezra. But Lamaisa, I think one could pilpul with this makor of Rav Yosef, Lamaisa. Okay? We could pilpul with this makor of Rav Yosef, and is Rav Yosef, Lamaisa, just using this as an exclusion for the women? Or is he saying that this is the makor lock, stock, and barrel of Puruvu, and it also excludes a woman at the same time? Okay? Is it accomplishing both? What'd you say? Oh, so what did the Gemara say, Zach? According to Nachman Bar Yitzchok, it says, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok said, it says, Kivshua, Chaser Vav. Rav Yosef said, Amra Mehacha. So I'm saying, when Rav Yosef says what he says, Lamaisa, is that learning the Ikr Chiyuv of Puruvu from that Pasuk? Right? And therefore it comes out just automatically, there's no Chiyuv for women. Or is it just saying, Lamaisa, the real one, we learn Ikr Chiyuv Mitzvah Puruvu from the Pasuk, Yom Lem Lakim Puruvu, and prayer, I mean, it's just a detail, Lamaisa. So, what'd you say?
It's like having a Pasuk for the women being Pasuk is a much stronger limud than as far as
okay, it could be Moshe, but I'm just saying, you know, the fact that he quotes that, is that just saying he's just trying to exclude women, or is he saying that's the home of poor also, lock, stock, and barrel? So, Lamaisa, it could be Lamaisa that maybe the Rishonim, it learned Rav Yosef like that, they didn't feel it was a real marker because it's just excluding the women, Lamaisa. Maybe it's just excluding the woman, it could be. That could be. But the Taisus I gave you on Samachem Beis v'lo kamer puruvu. What does Taisus say? Taisus says v'lo kamer puruvu. Afagav del adam arishon kamer puruvu. Ha'u bracha ba'am avol mitzvah. Taisus obviously is taking it what? Rav Yosef uses the fourth pasuk as the makor. Oh, what do you do with Bereishis? Don't worry about it. It's a bracha. You get the impression from Taisus that he held that this is the makor. Not just to exclude women, this is the real Makor, however you want to say it, it's a real Makor, and the Makor is that what? That this is what? This is the Pasuk. Now, the Marsha, and that long piece in Sanhedrin, and the Tesmes is bothered by, but why is Taisus and that Taisus ignore the Pesukim in Noach, right? He says, maybe that's the Makor, right? And why do you need prayer vay from Padar Avram? So you see that the Marsha was what? You see that the Marsha was, you know, what understood Taisus like that to the degree he asked that kasha, Lamaisa. So what I want to bring out is that it seems like there's a fifth makor, Lamaisa, to what is the makor for Puruvu so far. Number one, we said either Bereishis, like the Chinuch, 1a was like Rashi, 2 Tzivim brought Noach, 3 is the Ramban, from Pirik Tes, Pusik Tik Zion. Fourth is all four. And number five is this Taisus that wants to say it's from Yaakov Avinu. Okay. Are there any other Makairis that we find that are used for our topic of Puruvu? So, yes, there are, Lamaisa. Okay? Yes, there are. Two others. Number one, we mentioned in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Lech Emor Lem Shuvu Lechem Lo Alechem. Right? That's the makor that it was what? That it was Nishnas B'Sinai. That it was repeated at Sinai. So I just want you to get that down in your notes, that was used as a makor of where it was what? Where it was repeated in Har Sinai, even though the Gemara quickly said that was just needed as Sarach Minyan Achalat Tiro, right? It's a little bit of a interesting thing because Minyan Achalat Tiro is usually by Takanas Chachamins, right? But this is talking about a real Din D'Oraisa. Okay, it's just a Lashon Riyata. But Lamaisa, the Gemara did bring that up, and the Gemara quickly, disposed of that. And then Lamaisa, the pasuk we mentioned earlier in Navi, which the Mishnah in Gittin mentions, which is the mitzvah of Loso Vera Lashavis Yitzra, from that pasuk the Mishnah has in Gittin, by a Chetzi Yevid, Chetzi Ben Chayrin, you have two men that owned an Evik Knaini. An Evik Knaini is a man, Goyish, a man off the slave market that's bought. And he has to give milah and tefillah. He has given milah, goes to the mikzchai, mitzvah like a Jewish woman. He's a half Jew, says the Rambam. Then one of the guys frees him. The other guy retains ownership. So he can't marry anyone. So what's he going to do? It's about the privy rivia. The whole world was created in the privy rivia. Shenemar lo so bro lo shem zitzra. Why isn't it quote Shenemar puravu? Tosis asked that kasha. Why is the Mishnah getting quote a pasuk in Navi? Tosis Dibra Masmel lo so asked that kasha. So maybe we'll get back to that if we have time today. But Lamaisa, what I wanted to bring out is that I want you to know those two psukim, which is, that puzzle is in Divrei Kabbalah, but Lamaisa, those are two psukim, Lamaisa, that are mentioned. Now, let's finish up this Mahalach with the Rambam, okay? Let's finish up this Mahalach with the Rambam. And the Rambam has a famous line in the Parish Mishnayos, we actually spoke about it Shavuos night between Minchin Meir. We gave a shir about Gid Anasha. And the Rambam says an amazing thing. The Rambam says anyone who observes Avram Minachai, Mila, and Gid Anasha, what's the common thread of those three? They were Kodem on Torah. If you do Avram Minachai because Hashem commanded Noach at that time, if you do Gid Anasha because Yaakov Avinu had the fight with the Malach, and if you do Mila because Tzivu Avraham Avinu, I'm not really being dramatic. He basically says you're not Bikairis. Okay? We do all mitzvahs because Hashem gave them at Sinai. Done. He's very adamant about that. Now, everything we've said up till now doesn't seem to go with that at all, right? Doesn't seem to go with that. I'm not necessarily saying that all the Rishonim agree to this, but the Rambam is very adamant about this. And the truth of the matter is that I want you to know this, that the bottom line is that it's clear from the Rambam that we would do Puravu because of the Tzivui at Sinai, okay? And the Tzivui at Sinai would be Lech Lahem Shuvol Alechem, even though it was a Mater, but it also serves as the Makor. So what I'm saying is, according to the Rambam, that I think would be the appropriate, that's why we do Puravu, because of that Lech Lahem Shuvol Alechem at the end of the day. That's what you'll have to say according to Rambam. And I want to just prove this, because there is in the beginning of Yevamos the whole sugya of Esed Ochalotase. I'm sure you know that that's the main sugya in the first book of Yevamos. Reason why we do Esed Ochalotase, Gemara doesn't say a cloud, Gemara quotes Pesukim. The Ramban gives you a svar, because es is done out of love, and abiding by love is done out of fear. So Ava beats out fear. That's what the Ramban says. But there's a cloud in the Gemara in the beginning of Yevamos, and Daf Heim and Beis, it says that an essay kodem hadibor is not doch alav. What's essay kodem hadibor mean? An essay given before Har Sinai, right? An essay given before Har Sinai is not doch alav. Now, Tosis in various places in Shas asks, on that Mishnah that we had in Gittin, Tosis asks in Balabashi, Gimel Alav, why doesn't an essay of Puravu doch alav of Losia Kadesh? You know, it's an isser lav to be with a shifcha. So Lamaisa, Tais has a kasha. What are we going to do with the shifka kanadis? She was a shifka kanadis owned by two guys. One guy freed her, one didn't. Who's she going to marry? What do you mean who's she going to marry? Why can't you say Puravu is docha what? Puravu is docha nisr kadesha. So if you say Puravu is docha nisr kadesha, so what do you mean? If you hold Puravu is docha nisr, how can you ask that kasha? How can a Puravu be docha? Why don't you say the essay of Puravu should be docha the lav of Kadeshian? If the Chiyuv of Puravu was based on a Chiyuv of what? Based on everything we learned about Adam or Noach, that's Kodem HaDibor. Essay Kodem HaDibur is not Docha Lah based on that cloud. You follow what I'm saying? So the bottom line is that Tosfos, who asked that kasha in many places, at the end of the day, Lamaisa, and this is what I'm bringing up as a possibility, end of the day, maybe everyone's going to have to what? Everyone's going to have to subscribe to the Ram. I don't know if that's the case, mukhrach-wise, but at least Tosfos, who asked the kasha in many places in Shas, why don't you say the essay of Puruvu should be dolch in the lav of Losia Kadesha? And this guy's stuck, the Chetzi Eve, Chetzi Ben Chayrin, what is he supposed to do? What do you mean, what is he supposed to do? He can't get married. What do you mean, can't get married? Let the essay of Puruvu dolch in the lav of what being with a Shivcha. What do you mean? There's a cloud in Yavamas and Eves, an essay Kodem HaDibur is not dolch in the lav. So obviously, Tosfos was holding that also the Makor is really from Sinai. And really what? Lech lam shuvah alech. Because otherwise you couldn't invoke, get that out of your mouth. I said the halo, You hear what I'm saying? I'm saying at least within the Tosfos. Let's say Tosfos, we said that the Makor was what? From Yaakov Avinu? That can't be the real Makor. You know what I mean? The real Makor has got to be from what? Sinai. Lamaisa. Otherwise, how could he be asking all these kashas? You know, that essay Puruvu bidok alav. I thought an essay Kodem HaDibur is not dok alav. So it must be you don't really hold that's the Makor. That's what we're bringing up. Yeah, Brian, you had a kasha before.
What is that? He's spreading more in Sanhedrin. I mean, more in Sanhedrin is the Halavim. So,
more in Sanhedrin. You mean according to the Rambam, you mean?
For the Rambam and for Tosfos, they're saying get this.
Right? Yeah. Lewaisa, how are you? I'm saying that the Gemara in the Maskana says, Lech Shuv Lehem Alech. That's the Makor.
Right.
In the Halavim, the Gemara held the kasha. The Teretz, that's the Teretz. I know, but part of that, that's what I'm saying, what I said before, it serves as that, but also will serve as the Makor. That's Nishas Besinai. And that's the Makor. That's the real Makor, the Makor. Okay. This is Lamaisa, the first Mahalik that I wanted to go through, Lamaisa. Okay. Let's now move on to the second Mahalik now, as we go by. Yes, go ahead, Brian. Is there a nafkamina ladina? I mean, there might be, you know, based on, you know, thank you. It might be based on, Kodem HaDibur. The bottom line is there a nafkamina ladina? We'll see, maybe. We'll see. But Lamaisa, still you got to know what the Makor is, okay? All right. Let's continue now. What is the Tam HaMitzvah when it comes to Puruvu? So, the Rambam, Lamaisa, says in Ishus Tet Zayin, Kol Amosif Nefesh Achas B'Yisrael Kilu Bana Olam. Anyone who is Mosif Nefesh Achas B'Yisrael is if he built a world. So the Mitzvah Puruvu is to build worlds. That's what the Rambam says in Ishus Perik Tetvav Pasuk Tet Zayin. Halacha Tet Zayin. Now the Chinuch in Mitzvah South, as we said before, said differently. That it's the world should be populated. Hashem wants the world populated. It's a mitzvah gedayla. He gave it to human beings, not to angels. And Aruch HaShulchan says the same thing, that there should be yeshuva oilam. And even if someone is mekayim the mitzvah, and God forbid his kids die, he's mechuyif to get married and have kids, to keep making sure that what? That the world is populated. That's the second Tama Mitzvah. Number three.
I have a question, what if you have 12 children?
Would you say if what?
What if you have 12 children?
No children?
12 children.
I can't.
Stepchildren.
Okay, we'll get to that later. Not today. Good question, Zach. Good question. Basically, the Gemara says if you raise a Yasam Almana, Rav Shlomo Kluger says you have a partial mitzvah of Puruvu. Partial. But it is a mitzvah. Partial. Okay, the third approach is Rabbeinu Bechaye in Perek Aleph Pasuk Chav Ches, where he writes the Tama Mitzvah is to have intellect. Is to have intellect. The Kabbalah Nefesh Asichlis. Kedei Lahakir Boru L'Avdo Avonoso. That you should recognize Hashem and serve Him. Otherwise, you're nothing better than an animal. Moser Adam Yivayin, and it says in Navi Yecheskel, Begamis b'neim asher yaldu li, chlomer l'shmi. Okay, is that it's considered to be not like, you know, Rishoyim that think, I'm just going to eat and drink like an animal. Your kavana should be l'shem shamayim. And l'mais, it's like kind of karbonos, that kavana is v'hashrosh ashkina l'ham shachas ruach ha-kaydish. That's what the Rabbeinu Bachaya says, is that we should have children in order to recognize the Eibishter and do his avoda and not to be like behemoths. And to mekabel and nefesh sichlis, kind of like in Karbonis, that the Karbonis also are Karbonis l'ashras ashkinim, to be makriv the Karbonis. Okay. Then there's two other approaches I want you to know. Five approaches of Tamei HaMitzvah is the Mechaber. The Mechaber Or HaChaim Siman Reish Mem Sif Aleph says, Tama Mitzvah Lekayim Mitzvah Boro Shielo Bonim Al Skim B'Torah Mekayim Mitzvah B'Yisrael. Plain and simple, to do mitzvahs, to learn Torah, and to fulfill mitzvahs B'Yisrael. Mechaber says in Reish Mem Sif Aleph, in Ilchos Snias, in Or HaChaim. And then the last possibility, Tama Mitzvahs, that I found is in the Torah to me with Perek Beis Ha'arim Mem, in Bereishis, where he says, Kimol Tolui Bechalife Hadairis. The world exists with the notion of generations to generation, midor lador. And people are like grass, right? Some of them blossom, and some of them wither, right? These blossom, these wither, Gemara says in Ervin and Dalman Alf, and therefore, there's a requirement to have a Zachar and a Keva to continue from door lador, and that's the nature of Puruvu. Keep the world going with people from, and you have to what, you know, people, you know, live and people die, and you want to be able to make sure that continues from door to door. So those are five different reasons I wanted to mention regarding this mitzvah, the Tama mitzvah of the notion of Puruvu. Okay. Now, Lamaisa, obviously, we'll get to the details as we go more towards in the summer. We Paskin, and it's basically the Russian Ksubis says this, that there's a machlaikis between the Rambam and the Rush. Is there a distinct independent mitzvah to get married? The Rambam says there is a mitzvah to get married, and the Rush says there is not. The only reason why there is a notion of marriage is to create a heketimsa of puruvu. That's what the Rush says in Ksubis and Avzayim and Aleph. Okay? That there is no distinct mitzvah to get married. It's just to fulfill the mitzvah of puruvu. So I wanted to just mention that there is a Ramah in Yordaya, which I wanted you to get, in Simen Reish Mem Sif Chafei, that says if a man falls in love with a woman and the parents do not want them to marry her, you don't have to listen. It's the last Ramah in Simen Reish Mem. Hagav v'chini ma'av mochu b'ven lisa isha. If the father protests the son to marry a woman, you don't have to listen to the father. It's a quote from the Ma'arik in Shorash Kuf Samach Zayin. And if you look in that Ma'arik, he gives three reasons. Number one, when you spend money for Kibud Avein, whose money is it? We pass it. Mishal Av. You don't have to spend your own bank account. He says, certainly if you're going to mitzar yourself and marry a woman you don't love, and he forces you to go marry someone else. And this is what I want you to get down. The Ramban in Yevamos on Vavam and Aleph Maskam Alhanah says, Ikra Kibud Avein is only things that the parents get hanah from. If the father commands you to do something, he gets no hanah from, like he says, walk left or walk right, that is not part of Kibud Avein. The Rashba in Yevamos says the same thing. The Ritva there in Yevamos da Vavam and Aleph and above Metzia, the Shidduch Gubetz is above Metzia. The Gaon says it in Yordaya there in Reish Mem, and the Chuvah's Torah Lishma. The definition of Kibud Avein is something that the parents get hung up from. If it's irrational and they have no, it's not part of Kibud Avein. Number two, if the parent is forcing the guy to marry a woman who doesn't want, it's like he's asking him to do an Aveira. And we know that the Gemara says a Kedushim's usher for a person to marry a woman till he sees her. The Chamar Makbid that you should take a wife that you desire yourself and that you love. And the Rambam writes in Hilchos Mamre and Perek Vav Halachi Beis, You're not chayav to listen to your father on something that has an element of an aveira. That's number two, he says. It's like an aveira. And number three, lemaisa, a davar shlo shayach la'av atzmo, something that doesn't germane to him, he cannot command his son to do. That's not kibud aveim at all, halacha lemaisa. It's not kibud aveim. Simply not kibud aveim. So that, lemaisa, if you assume like the shita of the Rosh, that in order to get to Puruvu, you have to get married, you have the choice of getting married, and no one else, lemaisa, no one else can tell you differently. Now, just to parenthetically, it's not really so parenthetic, do we distinguish between a son and a daughter regarding this? So the Chuvas Mishpat Tzedek says we do not distinguish at all, and they quote a Chuvas Aran, because even though a woman is not chayv of Puruvu, but there is a famous Ran in the beginning of the second parak that says of Kedushin that she's Messiah or her husband. She's Messiah or her husband or Puruvu, then she should have the ability to choose who she wants to marry as well. There is a Chuvas Torah Lishma that is Cholek and says no, that if the father commands the daughter not to marry this guy, she must listen. And we don't paskin like that, we paskin like the Chuvas Mishpat Tzedek, but I want you to know that there is a sheet that says she must listen to her father, not marry the guy, because the mitzvah kibud aveim is a chov minat Torah, and lemaisa, if it's going to cause her to be mizan, obviously she should listen. But there is such a sheet that, and like I said, we go generally like the Chuvas Mishpat Tzedek, like this Chuvas Aran, halacha lemaisa. Okay, let's close, and we'll continue tomorrow with the din of the Shulchan Aruch, which is the din of the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Aleph, Sif Aleph, and I hope you guys have the Beis Yosef. Chayev kol olam nisa lishkei lifros barabos, kol mishein osek pervivya kibu shofech domim, v'maydes et mus v'gorim l'shchina sh'stalik b'Yisrael. It's interesting that if you look in the tour left out the din of Chayev Nisa. Says in the Gemara, Banim lo hayidu lo, says in the Gemara that you're also Chayev Nisa. Beis Yosef asks there on the spot, he says, why do you leave it out? Lo yadati lami shmita rabbein. Beis Yosef asks, why did the, it's interesting to me though, Beis Yosef asks on the Torah why you leave it out, but in the Shulchan Aruch he himself doesn't say Chayev Nisa. So I wanted to point that out, lemaisa, but it could very well be that it could really well be you got to get married to fulfill Puruvu, like we're saying, like the Rosh. Even if you don't hold like the Ram, then marriage is a sneak mitzvah. To get the Puruvu, you got to do that. So why do you leave that out? I just want to mention, Lemaisa, the Drisha here says that the Kavanas Abri is for Puruvu, and anyone who doesn't do Puruvu is Shofech Damim. So since he said Shoveh Damim, it's included in that. It's like the Chiyuv Misa is included in that. Then in the Chiyuv Misa, it's not Oz Peruvia, it's like, you know, you Michayev Misa, it's Bechlam Asayimon. So that's one shot. The Beis Yosef says, I don't know. The Drisha gives it there, it's included. The Chidah is Cholek, and says the Torah writes, Ki'ilu Shoveh Damim. Why didn't he say Shoveh Damim? You look in the Tosefta, and Yevamah's Perachas Ozayin says, Hari says Shoveh Damim. But the Torah writes Kilu Shofech Damim. So Lemaisa, that doesn't really answer the Kasha, right? Really doesn't answer the Kasha. You know, why didn't he write Chayev Nisa? Okay, but Lemaisa wanted to get that. But I saw an interesting shot of the Atzei Arozim and Sifkot and Aleph, that it's a Machlegs with a Doris Smuchim. So the Torah holds like the Man Damri, we're not Doris Smuchim. And therefore, you're not Chayev Nisa. Whereas the Beis Yosef, Paskin's like the Man or Yadar Shmuchim, and therefore yes, on the Kasha of the Torah, why didn't he quote that you're going to be Chayev Nisa? So that's interesting Nakuda that comes up. Now, last Nakuda for now I want to just mention is that there is a major discussion, and maybe we'll just start with that tomorrow as well, but there's a major discussion as to whether what is the nature of the mitzvah of Puruvu? Is it the maisa bia, or is it the totsah of having kids? That's a major, major question. And the Minchas Chinuch brings it up in Mitzvah Aleph Os Chav Tes regarding Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. Regarding Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. If he says, if the Maisa Bia, like Taisus says in Baba Basra, then you need Kavana Latzes. And it could very well be, though, that the Minchas Chinuch says, this type of Maisa is like eating. Arayas and eating are automatic. So it's like you have hana. So we know misasi b'chaloma v'charesh chayshe came nene. So even if you don't have kavana, it's automatic like you have kavana because you have hana. So he says, even if you want to say there's a maisa mitzvah to it, maybe it's a different type of maisa mitzvah. And then he says that if you say the mitzvah is having the kids, well, that's passive. And anything that's passive, it's not shy of kavana. So the maisa, even if you wanted to say Mitzvah Srikas Kavana, it's hard to pin it down. The mice is unique because it's a mice of Hana. And if it's Totsah, Totsah doesn't require Kavana. And that's what we'll close with, is why is there no bracha on the Mitzvah of Puruvu? Okay? Why is there no Mitzvah bracha on the Mitzvah of Puruvu? So one could say that the Bia is the Hechsher Mitzvah, and we don't say a bracha on the Hechsher Mitzvah. The Mitzvah is really having the kids, and the mice of Bia is a Hechsher. And the reason why you don't say it when you have the kids, because there's no mice. There's no mice. And therefore, you understand why there is no bracha. Now, if you hold that the maisa bia is the maisa mitzvah, why is there no bracha? So it could very well be that maybe you need another person to obviously do it. Maybe the woman won't want to what? Just like Rav Palti says, you don't say bracha on staka because the guy might not accept the staka. Maybe the woman doesn't want to be with the guy. And therefore, Lamaisa, it shouldn't what? Therefore, there's no bracha. Bottom line is, though, Puruvu, Pashat Shad, is Beinon L'makom. So it's Beinon L'makom. Why should it be Talui Lamaisa? Why should it make a difference that you need another person? So my response to that is, you need another person at least to do the mitzvah. Even though conceptually it's Beinon L'makom, but the Maisa mitzvah can't get done unless she agrees. So maybe that's why there's no bracha. Okay, let's stop here. Now, I had mentioned a few weeks ago that the first Friday, you know, I'm going away. But I was thinking about, I asked my wife, maybe we could...